Well, the economy is getting squeezed. Prices are going up and people are having to cut their spending all over the economy. The government is cutting spending as well, Celeste.
Not just cutting the spending for next year, but they're trying to cut it for this year. Earlier, we had this discussion about the Republicans trying to make some pretty drastic cuts for the spending plan, which we're actually operating under at the moment. President Obama's fiscal 2012 budget was released yesterday. Not surprisingly, Republicans not happy with it. But we've been asking you, if you were actually in control of the budget, what would you cut? At our website, Patricia Garnett from Boston, Massachusetts writes, why have we been bankrolling Egypt's army? Why do we send aid to Saudi Arabia, where it goes to the rich, not the poor? How much do they send to our poor people? I'd like a story on aid that comes into the United States. Congress is paid for by money from the rich. The programs and laws are paid for by taxes from the rest of us. Time for a revolution?
Pam and Brian from New Bedford, Massachusetts, are on a similar wavelength with their contributions to our website. Pam writes, we need a drastic cut in the military budget, first of all. And Brian writes, why is defense not on the table? Cut it by at least half. Also, cut all elected officials, quote unquote, government socialized health care. Well, there may be some cuts in defense in there. It's unlikely that any administration is prepared to cut the Pentagon by half.
But President Obama's ready to cut it by, what, $70 billion or so. And Paul posts at thetakeaway.org, cut all government pay by 75%. They should only earn as much as America's poorest people. I guess that would put them at the minimum wage, maybe. Give us your ideas on how to fix the federal budget at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org and take our survey on what you'd like to see cut or saved.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.